Joining us now on the line, always a pleasure to bring my next guest on. He represents folks around Prattville, just to the north of Montgomery, on the other side of the Alabama River there. State Senator Clyde Chambliss is on the line. Senator, good morning to you.
Morning, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thank you for making time. We always appreciate it. Let's kick things off here. We're, a little over a month and some change in to the 2021 session. Things seem to be going, you start out at kind of a rapid tick. You didn't know what the future held in store for the session, that it could all, you could all be sent home at any time. But everything else seemed to be going okay.
Yeah, it has gone exceptionally well due to a lot of the planning and leadership and bringing everybody together and keeping us safe and that sort of thing. But then also just the decline in the virus itself. So I think we're good. I think we're going to be able to finish out a full session.
Yeah, because you're making it to the spring break. Oh, you're almost to spring break. You got this week, and then you're there. And that's kind of a good benchmark. I think that you're going to be, I would say, you never want to, knock on wood, you never want to say that you're in the clear, but it those are hopeful signs.
Well, there's certainly variants out there that could crop up at some point in time. We hope that's not the case, but that could happen. But so far, so good. And, we've completed right at half of the legislative days. In roughly about a third or 40% of the calendar days. So we're in good shape. Like you said, we hit it hard the first few weeks and things have gone well.
Well, getting some of those, the bus pass stuff out of the way, I guess the big ones are obviously the constitutionally mandated budgets. What is the prognosis on that and getting that out of the way?
Well, it looks like, last week the House sent the general fund passed and sent the general fund up to the Senate. So we're ahead of schedule really there on the general fund. The education budget, I believe, will be in the Senate this week. So I think by the time we leave next week, I think both budgets will likely have passed their House of Origin.
Yeah, so, that's typical. That's not typical. You typically don't have that happen. Is that a fair statement that getting it done this early out of the way?
Historically, that's accurate. The last, 4 or 5 years, we've done it a little bit differently, and we've sometimes done them a little earlier in the session. A couple of times when there were uncertainties, we've waited till late in the session. So. Looks like this year we're going to kind of split the middle and most likely have them done a little after midway of the session.
Senator, the big topic, obviously, gambling, Senator Del Marsh with his bill. It didn't pass the needed 3/5 to get out of the Senate and get considered by the House or whatever they decide to do, but get to where it could be on the ballot for a constitutional amendment. You were a no vote on this particular piece of legislation. Kind of walk us through your decision-making process there.
Sure. In my opinion, this is the most transformative bill that we will see most likely in my lifetime. It's going to change our state. And some people will say for the better, some people will say for the worse. But what my job is, what the people of my district hired me to do, is to go and study the details and get into the weeds and really understand the long-term ramifications of legislation. And that's what I did. And in my opinion, what we need to do and needed to do is to split the enabling legislation from the CA, address the concerns that I had, the comments that I had, and then travel together. That was my request. That did not happen, and I voted no.
Were you ever close? I mean, was it a no-brainer? Was there ever, did you consider voting for it?
Well, if all those conditions were met, then I would consider voting for it, because it's a hard place to be in denying the people the right to vote on something. But if the bill and the legislation is not in the proper form, not in the proper order, then I have no choice. And that's what I did. So, you know, I don't regret that at all. It may come back. It may not. I don't know. But we need to get it right. We need to have very minimal information in the Constitution. All of the details, or most all of the details, lined out in the enabling legislation. We need to track those together. You know, we got a draft of the enabling legislation on Friday before it was on the floor. The CA was on the floor on Tuesday. It had not been introduced. Yeah, and that was my requirement or for me personally, is that they travel together. That did not happen, so thus the no vote.
Could you see a circumstance where the two efforts would be paired, but maybe you do it later on in a special session, and then you have the governor with the call, and she could set some parameters, and maybe that makes it a little more feasible, or at least something that you could consider to vote for?
Well, that was one of my major, criteria, is that we have so much pent-up demand that we need to handle in this regular session. We didn't have a full session last year. We have younger legislators who didn't, you know, their first year they kind of learn what's going on. The second year they really want to do what it is that they came to do. And then the third year, you know, here we are. We didn't have a second year. So they're wanting to get those things done, things that they promised their constituents they're going to do. So those things are important to me. I think they should be important to the body. And, you know, I was in favor of doing something later. We've got until November of 2022, actually the summer of 2022, to get it on the ballot in November of 2022. So there's absolutely no need to rush this. Let's get it right. In my opinion, we just weren't there.
Well, and I you know, that last year of a quadrennium, though, it becomes – historically, you don't do big things like gaming or gambling. Do you think it needs to be done before the end of the 2021 calendar year?
I have no problem with us doing it in a special session before the end of the year. But keep in mind, we've already spent $300,000 on one special session, and it's got to be just right to maneuver through. They've got so many opposing and opposite parties that are interested. And, you know, to Dale's credit, I think he did have most of those lined up this time, but you also have to have the members who vote on it lined up. So, I think it's possible.
It's interesting you bring up the cost of a special session. I wasn't aware that it was that expensive for you guys to meet outside of is it just the cost of bringing everybody into Montgomery and whatnot?
That's right. Legislators, we don't get paid anything extra other than a mileage and, you know, per diem for those who live away from Montgomery. So there is some cost there. The predominant cost is we have a lot of part-time people that we bring in during sessions. Instead of having them on the payroll all the time, they come in when the workload is really, really high. Enrolling and grossing, security, all of those type things. So when you add all that together, it gets to be a pretty decent number. Now I don't say we should not do it because of that, but if we have to do it in a special session to get it right, then I wouldn't oppose that.
Yeah, and you know, so the idea is before you call it a special session, let's make sure that we got everything lined up, that it at least has a fighting chance of consideration, and we're not just spinning our wheels by showing up.
That's right. And you know, I think a lot of folks forget sometimes that, you know, we as legislators have other jobs. We have families, that kind of thing. So when we get 30-page, 40-page bills on a Friday, to be considered on a Tuesday, that's a pretty tough timeline for us.
Yeah, and the rush. Did you ever? They kind of surprised me when Marsh pushed it for the vote to happen so soon. Had you waited a little more, do you think you could have found something, or do you think maybe you could have found a couple more votes?
Well, certainly I think so. The longer you wait, as he stated, you never know. But when you have, senators who are willing to consider it, but it doesn't travel together, then you're losing votes. And if you pick up more than you lose, then obviously that's part of the game. So, no issues there. That's just not what happened. So I was not there.
Well, do you think it was maybe this, that they didn't know what, or Senator Marsh didn't know what was going to get through, and he left it kind of open-ended just in case you needed to tack on something like what's going on, getting these couple of senators from the Wiregrass and adding a facility down there or whatever it needed to be, so he intentionally left it a little open-ended?
Well, certainly, and he took that amendment on the floor, so and that picked him up two votes there. So that's just part of the process and the back and forth and what we affectionately call the sausage making process. And sometimes you get frustrated with it. Sometimes I do, but when you back off, it's still the best system in the world. So we just have to work through the process.
Now, you mentioned that this bill, this big omnibus gaming bill, would transform the state in serious and profound ways, and I think you're right about that. I've heard some of your colleagues mention, though, that if you just do a simple lottery, and define what simple lottery is, but if you just do a simple lottery, or a paper lottery, or whatever you want to define it as, that they're more optimistic about the prospects of that getting to the three-fifths threshold than a big, just kind of behemoth bill where you, I guess, aside some kind of blind faith to what might happen in the future.
I think there's no doubt about that. I think there's certainly more support for a simple lottery than, the comprehensive type bill. My issues are really the same on both of those. My issues deal with the commission that regulates it, how it's going to be regulated, the accountability of that commission, how the board members are going to be put on. And then, most importantly for me, three things. One is that we pay back the money that we borrowed from the trust fund during the Great Recession. And number two, we prepare by filling up our general fund reserve. But then one thing that's very, very important to me is that we look at how these scholarships are given. If they're in fact given as scholarships, I don't think that we should just give them out as straight scholarships. I think that we should give them out as loans. And then at the end of someone's college career, for every 6 months that they work in Alabama, then they would get a semester of tuition forgiven. So the purpose there is to provide some accountability in it and for people to hopefully start what they finish. But also that would swell our pool of available employees, I think, in Alabama, which would drastically help and increase our economic development efforts. So I think we can use that same exact dollar and get two or three things done out of it instead of just one.
Well, and does it, you hear a lot of this like a brain drain phenomenon going on where people get educated and they move on from Alabama. Maybe this kind of taps the brakes on that too.
Well, that's the point. And, if we're going to use Alabama tax dollars and then potentially lottery dollars to educate our people, then, we want them to stay here, and we want companies to come here. And I think that's a fair way to do that. That's the type of thing that needs to be in the enabling legislation, not in the constitutional amendment. And those details need to be worked out before we vote on the CA.
And finally, we'll get you out of here on this real quick. The lease prison situation, have you gotten any feedback or any update from the governor where we are with that, and is the legislature looking to do anything with that?
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet from the governor's office. I assume they're just still working through the processes of closing and that sort of thing. So I think, as far as I know, that's all moving forward, and at some point in time, they'll break ground.
Well, we're keeping an eye on it. But, Senator, we're out of time, and we need to pick up this discussion again real soon. I do appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jeff. Y'all take care.
You do the same. That was Senator Clyde Chambliss of Prattville on the line.